Devyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you for coming. I will speak briefly because many people here do not speak English. The Mahamantra is a universal language that is beyond all the limitations and the divisions of this world. The divisions of the world that create enmity, envy, fear, hate, have their root cause in individual human beings being disconnected from their own spirit, their own souls, or true self. Bhagavad Gita, it begins with this knowledge of who I am. Dehinosmin yata dehe komadam yovaram chara. That we are not this body, we are not this ever-changing mind, but we are the living force, the spirit soul, that is the consciousness, the life force within the body and mind. And the Gita tells, na jayate mriyate va kadachit. The nature of this, the true self, is it is never born and it never dies. It is eternal. And the Gita develops this understanding how this eternal soul, which is mamaivam so jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana, which is a part of the Supreme Soul, a part of God, infinitesimal, part and parcel, the same quality of Krishna, being eternal, full of knowledge, and full of limitless joy and love, is the quality of every living being. But somehow we have forgotten that disconnection due to the ahankar, or the false ego, is the source of all suffering. When I roam through the Govardhan Eco Village, we see in certain seasons the flowers and the leaves are blooming so beautiful, and in other seasons the leaves are turning brown and falling and the flowers are withering up. We actually see each season has its own unique beauty, because that's nature. Similarly, in this human form of life, each and every one of us is a little embryo in a womb. We become infant children, then we become children and very playful. Then we start to have to study. Then we grow older, we may produce some offspring. And we get older, and old age is difficult. It's like the leaves turning brown. And then death, inevitable. It's when the leaves fall. From a spiritual perspective, in one sense, it's just nature. I was listening to a recording of Srila Prabhupada a couple of days ago, and he was encouraging all of his followers that my guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, has given me this mission to be an instrument of compassion by spreading this knowledge of the eternal soul and the all-beautiful Supreme Lord and our relationship and how to serve in that relationship. He said, I am entrusting this instruction that I have received to all of you. He said, because now I am very old, and at any time, he said, I could leave this body. He said, nothing to worry, because that is natural. It is the nature of the world. Within our life, we only have a very short span. If we consider eternal time, if we study history and read about, you know, people from thousands of years ago and hundreds of years ago and tens of years ago, very soon we change bodies. It's the nature of the world. But within this beautiful human life that we have the opportunity, durlabhamanava janma, to actually reconnect with Krishna. Reconnect with the eternal soul's relationship with God. That is the most beautiful premadan. Could somebody go and ask these people to whisper? It's the nature of this world. There's always something, whether it's dogs barking or people talking or machines going by. Or we have to learn to adjust. And we adjust by keeping that focus on what is the sadhya, what is the goal of life. And to keep that perspective of what is the goal of life and how to achieve that goal, and to share that with others, that is compassion. This is the primary quality of those who are aspiring to love Krishna and those who love God, is compassion. Prahlad, we read about this little boy. He was put through so many difficulties. And finally, in the end, all the difficulties were cleared away. And the Supreme Lord, Nara Hari, offered him any benediction. And Prahlad, he said, if I ask anything for myself, then I'm not a devotee. I'm just doing business. I only want to remember you and to love you and to serve you. And give me this benediction. Wherever there's people suffering in this world, let me be there so I could try to help them. He didn't ask for salvation or liberation or anything, except let me be where people are suffering so I could help them. And Ranti Dev was a gate king who was on the verge of death because he was giving everything that was keeping his life. And He was offered a benediction, anything he wanted. He prayed, "I do not approach the Supreme Lord for liberation, for salvation, for any type of material comforts, protections, or pleasures. I do not want even the miracles of mystic yogic powers. I only want that I can take birth again and again and be willing to suffer and give my life in compassion to help others be happy." How is it possible for anyone to actually pray like that and mean it? There was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya named Vasudev Datta. He prayed, "My dear Lord," Lord Chaitanya was Krishna, he said, "I have one desire for a long time, and I know that you could fulfill it. When I see people suffering in this world, my heart breaks. Please grant me this one blessing, that everyone in this world could get liberated and be eternally happy in your loving service. And if there's any karma that anyone has in the entire universe, let all that karma fall on my head and let me suffer perpetually so that they could be happy with you." We obviously cannot imitate this, but what a standard of love. Actually, that's suffering that he's talking about. Because it's based on compassion, because he realizes he's the eternal soul and he wants to see others enjoy the bliss of the soul, is the greatest happiness. So just behind us is the temple of Sanatan Goswami Madan Mohan. And there's a very well-known story. Many of you have heard it. And I have told it so many times, but I'm going to tell it again. It's a short story, and then we'll have kirtan. Because it's very simple, but it has such a beautiful message. Sanatan Goswami was a prime minister, a multimillionaire who lived in a beautiful palace in Bengal, and he gave up everything because he wanted to live as an instrument of Lord Chaitanya's compassion. But the king he was the prime minister under was depending on him. So he called in sick. And he just stayed home and was sitting with all these devotees studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So the king was very, "I need Sanatan." So he sent a doctor, "Go make him better, I need him." The doctor went, he came back. He said, "There's nothing wrong with Sanatan. He's just reciting Srimad Bhagavatam all day with all these Brahmins." The king became very angry and went there and put him in prison and shackles. And that's a wonderful story of how he actually escaped. And here he is, from a prime minister, now he's a fugitive. He's put in prison, shackled with chains in an underground dungeon, and he escapes. And barefoot in the rags of a prisoner, he travels through jungles to go to Vrindavan. And eventually, years later, he was living on a hill near the river Yamuna, Dwadas Aditya Teel. At that time, the deity of Madan Mohan appeared to him in a very wonderful way, and he had no temple. At that time, he just kept Madan Mohan in like a little swing under a tree. And he would go out and beg house to house and get a little flour, and put it some water and make it into balls and make a fire and throw it in the fire. And very simple. And that's all he had to offer. So he was living like that. Now, many miles away, there was a man. He was a type of a mercantile business person. And he so much was longing for wealth and power. Have you ever heard of anybody like that? So in those days, you know, people, they really had enough piety that they prayed to God for those things rather than just going out and cheating people. See? He was a devotee of Shiva, who was also named Mahadev. And he was worshiping Lord Shiva. For years, he was doing tapasya, austerities, and prayers, and pujas, and mudras, and mantras, and tantras, and yantras. He was doing everything for Shiva, praying for wealth, because with wealth comes power. And he was such a devotee that Shiva appeared to him. He actually manifested it before him and said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want wealth." Now, for those of you who came to Raghunath Prabhu and Kostuba Prabhu's show, they asked me to participate one night. And we were discussing the story of Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, how he demonstrated the highest service to the Supreme Lord is to endure difficulties to show compassion for others. And para upakar, the greatest compassion is to give people a direction by which they can reconnect with their eternal souls and experience the limitless beauty and love of Krishna. So Shiva's the supreme emblem of compassion. He told this person, "You want wealth?" And the person was asking for material wealth, but Lord Shiva had a different idea. He said, "Do you know what a touchstone is?" He said, "Everybody knows what a touchstone is. It's a special mystical yogic stone, and you touch iron with it, and it transforms it into pure gold. Anybody who has a touchstone, which is the rarest thing in this world, this is 450 years ago, is going to have enormous wealth and power." Shiva said, "I will tell you where you can get a touchstone." The man was really excited, because after all, he did years of worship and austerities to get Shiva to give him this benediction. When things are not easily achieved, we have a tendency to appreciate its value more. So Lord Shiva said, you travel across the country to a forest called Brindaban. And there's a hill called Dwadas Aditya Teel on the bank of the Yamuna. And there is a sadhu named Sanatan Goswami. He has a touchstone. And he's a very, very magnanimous person. If you ask him, he will give it to you. He was very, very excited, full of anticipation. And if Gaurvani or me or Raghunath said, you know, we have a touchstone, you would probably say this is some sort of propaganda or a trick. But if Lord Shiva directly says it, you have to take it seriously. But they do have a touchstone. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. So, the anticipation, the eagerness. He's going as fast as he could. And finally he comes to that hill and he meets Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami is very amani na manadena. He's respectful to every living being. Sanatan Goswami was such an enlightened sage, such a learned scholar, such a deep renunciate. He was like the perfect human being. But what made him so perfect? Trinadabhi suniche nataror ibaseshna. Amani namanadena kirataniya sadahari. These are the qualities of an actual great person. That they're more humble than a blade of grass. They're more forgiving and tolerant than a tree. What is the tolerance of a tree? We have mango trees here at Govardhan Eco Village. If you come in the month of May and June, we have thousands and thousands of ripe, delicious mangoes. But an ordinary mango tree, during the monsoons, they get water. But then, usually for about 8 months, there's no water. And the summer season is blistering hot. And the mango tree is just standing in the sunlight. Now, here it's January, it's winter, and some of us are having trouble in the sun. I'm seeing, you know, my god sisters with all these straw hats and everything. It's difficult in the sun, but come in May and June. It's really hot. Especially in the daytime, and the mango tree is just sitting and standing in the sun, not even sitting, standing. And anybody who comes by the tree will give us shade. Give us shade and protect us from the sun while standing in the sun. That's giving. And it's at that month that the mangoes become ripe. So the tree is standing in the hot sun, hasn't had water for months, and is giving us luscious, juicy, fresh mangoes to quench our thirst. That's the quality of a tree. Amani namanadena. The quality of an enlightened person is they want to offer all respect to others, and they have no attachment to being respected themselves. In this state of mind, we could chant the names of the Lord constantly. Sanatan Goswami, of Lord Chaitanya's associates, he's especially the personification of humility. So here comes this very greedy, very materialistic person who's so much longing for material enjoyment in such a big way that he's endured sufferings to achieve it. And Sanatana Goswami offers him, from his heart of heart, he offers this man all respect and honor. Because if we believe ourselves to be servants of God, we understand that we're servants of all. Brahma bhuta prasannat mana sochati nakamshati samasaraveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate para. One who attains this platform of Brahman, one who attains the Advaita state of oneness with one's own soul, such a person doesn't hanker for anything material or lament. Such a person sees every living being with equal vision and is a well-wisher for everyone. In that state, one understands our personal relationship with the Supreme Being, and we render loving service. And just as the analogy of a tree, if you offer water to the root of a tree, it goes to every part of the tree. When we offer loving service to the Supreme Being, our love naturally extends with a desire to show compassion to all beings. Sanatana Goswami considered himself a servant of everyone. One of the things that moved my heart so deeply in my spiritual quest was I was living in Vrindavan at a certain time, and Srila Prabhupada came with some of his followers for just about 10 days. And at one time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the floor of a little room, and there was maybe a half dozen people who came in the room. And I was in the corner just watching. I remember I would just sit there, because he would meet people in the afternoon for a few hours, and I would just sit in a corner and just watch. I was too shy to say anything. I was just observing, absorbing. And one of the leaders under Prabhupada, he came and saw me there. And he said, all devotees must go out into the streets and chant now. He was telling me to do that. And at the time I had long matted hair, and devotees all had shaved heads. So I took one of my hairs. It was a big, I just took a chunk of my hair and I said, I'm not a devotee. And he looked at me very angry. And he was ready to chastise me. Devotees could be like that. Oh, it's their way of being compassionate, no doubt. And I looked at Prabhupada while I was holding my piece of hair. And Prabhupada looked at me, and then he looked at that other person and said, Prabhupada said, he is not a devotee, let him stay. So I was very happy. So I got to stay hour after hour every day. And one time there was a group of people. They were leaders of Vrindavan, like mayors and dignitaries. And one of them asked Prabhupada, "Are you the guru of the world?" And Prabhupada was silent. I was sitting there anticipating, what is he going to say? And Prabhupada just sitting on the floor, he looked down on the floor. And it's like his eyes got tears in it. He looked so sincere. And then he looked up. And then he looked down on the floor. He said, "I am the servant of everyone. That's all." That was his answer. Nothing else was said. And I remember at that moment, in my heart, I was thinking, that is what I want. Previously, you know, I was meeting so many people and reading so many books, and I was after liberation, and I was after nirvana, and I was after miraculous powers, and I was after popularity, and I was after, you know, before that, I am not going to tell you what I was after. But here is somebody who's from his heart with tears. "I am the servant of everyone. That's all." He said it with such love, such compassion, such pure, unmotivated love for God and for everyone. It transformed my life. So Sanatana Goswami greeted this man. "How may I serve you?" And the man said, "Oh, you want to serve me?" Sanatana Goswami said, "Yes, how may I serve you? I was told by Shiva that you have a touchstone. Give me the touchstone." Sanatana Goswami said, "Touchstone? What do you want a touchstone for?" He said, "I want a touchstone because then I could have as much gold as I want. Gold represents wealth. I could have anything I want in this world. Please give me the touchstone. I've traveled hundreds of miles. I did years of austerities. Now I want this touchstone." Sanatana Goswami, very nonchalantly, he said, "Touchstone. Oh yes, touchstone." He said, "There's a pile of rubbish there near the river. I think it might be somewhere in there." The person went and started, you know, he was desperate. He was moving around all this rubbish, and there was a touchstone. For real. And he chanted the proper mantra along with the touchstone and started creating gold. It was the fulfillment of all his desires. And he left and he started making all this gold and hoarding more and more gold. But no matter how much you have, Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, the nature of greed, the nature of lust, the nature of selfishness in all of its various forms, it's like fire. The more you feed fire fuel, the more the fire needs fuel. It's never satisfied. So soon he had pounds, then he had kilos, he had massive quantities of gold. But then he was thinking, because he wasn't satisfied, why this Goswami had this most valuable thing in all the world in a rubbish pile. He must have something more valuable. I must have that. This is not good. If there's something more valuable, I must have that. Have you ever had this experience? You want something really bad and you get it, but then there's just something else you have to have. So he went to Sanatana Goswami and said, "You must have something more valuable than the touchstone, otherwise you wouldn't keep it in a rubbish heap." Sanatana Goswami smiled and said, "I have something limitlessly more valuable than that touchstone." He said, "I want it." Sanatana said, "You really want it?" He said, "Yes." Sanatana Goswami looked at him with tears of affection and concern for his welfare. And he could feel that. Sanatana Goswami said, "There's only one touchstone like this in all the world. But if you want something more valuable, you must throw the touchstone in the river." And please know, in those days, the river Yamuna, as far as the eyes could see, was very different from the way it is now. It was a deep, wide, flowing river. And it was moving very swiftly. So here he has what his whole life was trying to attain. And he's being told to throw it in the river, which means lose it forever. He could only do it if he truly had faith in Sanatana Goswami. So all of our material attachments and all our egoistic attractions, when we come to the path of true yoga, we have to move beyond that. To live with character. In order to follow the true path, it requires that we satsang. We have the association of people who give us the faith that yes, it's willing, I'm willing to give up these little things for something so much greater. So he looked at that touchstone, it was in his hand. And then he looked at the river, which was so deep and flowing so fast. And he looked at Sanatana Goswami. He had faith. He had faith that this person is truly my well-wisher. And he took that touchstone. He was giving up the most valuable thing in the world, and he threw it. And he watched. To the bottom of the river. I need some encouragement, please. Thank you for waking each other up. Now it was like, it was kind of like Sunyavad. He had nothing. He had nothing. He gave up everything to get the touchstone. Now he has nothing. And he turned to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami said, "Now I will give you the greatest touchstone. The holy name of Krishna. Because with this touchstone, you can awaken the ultimate treasure of life, the prema dhan, the treasure of divine ecstatic love. The wealth and the pleasures of this world, they come and go. Sukha dukkha da, they give pleasure, they go, they cause pain. But this treasure is eternally ever increasing, the loving service of the supreme, all-attractive, all-loving, absolute Lord. And the touchstone to awaken that treasure is this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because Sanatana Goswami, he wasn't trying to get anything from him, he was trying to give him the most valuable thing he had. And this man was totally grateful and happy. Now I have the greatest thing there is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained that this Sankirtan, the chanting of the names of the Lord, is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. It's the greatest blessing, the greatest benediction, because it awakens this eternal nature of our very soul. It attracts us to God's infinite love. Yoginamapi sarvesha madgate nantaratmana. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita that the most intimate perfection of yoga is the awakening of this love. And to live by expressing this love through compassion to others. This is what Sanatana Goswami gave this person. And yes, he became among the wealthiest people in this world forever. 450 years ago, we're still talking about him. And when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he was very much in the mood of Sanatana Goswami. Here he was walking down Fifth Avenue of New York City. He's seeing the most beautiful homes, wonderful skyscraper buildings. He's seeing limousines, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Tiffany's jewelry shop. He's walking by all these places and there's tears in his eyes. Such poverty. He was living in the Bowery and he was homeless. He didn't want the jewelry or the money or the comfortable life. He just wanted to give love for Krishna, love of God. He wanted to people to truly be peaceful and happy. He taught sarve sukhino bhavantu, that all the Veda culture, all the yogic culture is for one purpose. Let all beings be happy. But what is that happiness? And the happiness, he had the touchstone of this Hare Krishna mantra. He had the touchstone of the divine names of the Lord. And his life, just giving it, anyone who would receive it. at this time we should chant. I've tried to prepare a mood for chanting, because when we're chanting, the experience of accessing the limitless grace and blessing within kirtan is in appreciating the value of what we have with a grateful and humble heart. Because we can't really be grateful unless we're humble. Because if we're proud, whatever we get, we think we deserve more. But if we're humble, we could really be grateful. We could really open our hearts. And we can be transformed. The idea of kirtan is based on this principle. It's spiritual music, which is very nice. But it's actually the prime benediction which could awaken the prema dana, the treasure of love from within us. Premananda or Paramananda Prabhu, he asked me to speak about one of Prabhupada's dear friends and god brothers. And before this evening ends, I'll say something very briefly about him. His name was Krishnadas Babaji. And he was a very dear friend of Prabhupada. And I actually lived in the same little ashram where he was staying. And he had such deep attraction for chanting. I'd sit in the temple with him because I had typhoid fever, so I couldn't do much else. So I would just sit in a temple with him from about 8 in the morning till about 1 in the afternoon, and he would just be all alone with a little murdunga singing. Every now and then he played the murdunga. He would just be singing all these beautiful prayers and these wonderful mantras and a lot of Hare Krishna mantra, and he would just be chanting and he'd be in ecstasy, and every now and then he'd play the murdunga, go droop, 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 and then he'd sing and sing and sing and go droop, 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 and then he'd sing and sing. And I was watching him and I was listening and I was trying to sing with him and I was thinking, this person's in another universe. And he never spoke a word of English. So I thought he didn't speak English. And I sat with him for hours and hours, every day, for several months. And he never said anything except one thing. Whenever he would see me or see anyone, he would just say two words. And he would say it with so much enthusiasm. Should I try to say it like him? He would say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And then I'd bow down to him and he'd go, Hare Krishna.
Hare.
And he'd always be smiling and he always had tears of love in his eyes. And I was thinking, this man is just somewhere else. So I remember one, after several months like this, one day I stayed out all night from the ashram. I was walking around Vrindavan forest all night. And I missed the morning arti. And to take bath there was just a well, and you'd have to throw a bucket down the well and then pull up the rope, and then it was very strict rules of how to do it. You had to have a little lota, a little cup, and put it in the well and go like they pour the water on you. And I was taking my bath and all of a sudden I heard behind me, where were you this morning? And I looked around and there was nobody around. And then I heard again, where were you this morning? And I looked around again, and there was nobody around. And then I heard it was more emphatic, where were you this morning? And behind me, a little ways, was Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. But I knew it couldn't be him talking because he didn't speak English. So then I was just looking at him like, because I didn't think he understood me, I was looking at him like, do you know who's speaking? I asked, do you know who is asking me this question? And then right in front of my eyes, he said, where were you this morning? And I said, Babaji Maharaj, I bowed down. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know you spoke English. And he said, that does not answer my question. So then I understood he actually spoke perfect English. He knew better English than me. He knew classical English. But he was so humble, he just spoke. You know, he only spoke when he needed to speak, when it was helpful to somebody. He didn't want to waste words. But anyways, then he spoke so many things to me. But one day when Prabhupada came, a couple months later, I told him that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has come. And he said, oh, my God, brother, take me. And when he came into the room, Prabhupada was sitting with a group of people behind a chair. And when he came in the room, Prabhupada saw him and started to cry and jumped up from the floor and forgot all about all the people he was talking to and said, Hare Krishna. And Krishnadas Babaji ran toward him with tears in his eyes and he said, Hare Krishna. And in the middle of the room, they both embraced and they were both crying and all they were doing is saying, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And I was watching and all the guests were watching and then Prabhupada brought him to where he was sitting behind this little table and they were talking in Bengali and slapping each other's legs. And they're talking and talking and laughing and laughing and crying and crying. And I couldn't understand a word of it. And everybody else just left. And I was thinking, this is love. They're just so connected with such respect for each other, with intimate in Krishna. Thank you very much. Our Govardhan Eco Village is dedicated to the idea that part of the process of awakening our love for Krishna is the concept of yoga, which brings harmony to our life. To harmonize our body, our minds, with our hearts and our souls. And in that harmony, we understand our harmony with all living beings. We understand our harmony with Mother Nature in all of her varieties. And we understand our harmony with Krishna, who has many names, who has appeared in this world in many forms throughout histories. Amani na manana manadena. To show respect to other living entities. Because we're not these bodies. We're not these sexes or races or races or different religions or different social statuses. To the degree we come in harmony with our soul, we come in harmony with all souls. Including cows. And dogs, and donkeys, and sheep and goats, and trees and plants and flowers and butterflies. We're caretakers of this creation. And to the degree we serve in this way, to that degree we find the real treasure of joy, peace, and love in our life. I would like to invite you to please dance. Everyone, please stand up. Yeah. Raghunath Prabhu, we want to see you dance. Please come. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Call everyone together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Everyone, please. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hari Rama Hari Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hari 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 Rama Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Everyone Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Bol Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Everyone together
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, everyone.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Everyone,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone!
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everyone.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Everyone,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, everyone.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada,
Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Gaur
Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol.
Gaur Premanandi, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Radhe Jai Shri Jai Sri Vrindavandha
Jai Jai Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham.
Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan.
Shri Vrindavan
Dhara Jai Radhe Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dhara Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, 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 Hari, Hari,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna everyone loudly louder please
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Much louder, please.
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
With all your heart, very loudly, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everyone.
Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Let us fill the world with this purifying, transcendental sound vibration that brings peace and awakens spiritual love. Like a monsoon rain thundering, let us raise our arms very high and close our eyes and chant many thousands and thousands and thousands of times louder with one voice, with one heart.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
One more time. Tens and millions and hundreds of trillions of times louder with all the feeling, let us chant from our very souls, crying out for grace to shower upon us in the world.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
One more time. Let us chant in such a way that we could wake up the sleeping souls in every province of every country throughout the world. Together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Just one more time. With all our hearts, with all our souls. Crying out for blessings, for grace upon the world. Many, many quadrillions of times louder.
Arriba! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Thank you very much.